Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Another good rising here in the Piscataway area, and I hope wherever you guys are, it is fabtabulous, and this morning has met you with nothing but good graces. I do thank you for tuning in once again to Egypt E in the AM, and of course, this is the Monday train, and I am back refreshed, not completely not tired, but I am back from a honeymooning and a good old celebration of love in the pony country, and that brings us to today's topic, family, a solid rock. But just to get things started, how are you guys today? I hope all is well, and I hope all is good and groovy for all of you heading to work today, heading to school this morning, or just getting up, getting around the house, and getting things cleaned up, straightened up, or what have you. Normally on my good old Monday morning, I am here in my bed getting work done. And unfortunately this morning, I have to head into the office just because my charger decided to die on me. Fun stuff, right? Only if family, a solid rock, could be my rock right now. But they can't do that. That's one battle I'll have to face on my own. But to let you guys know about how much a family can be a solid rock, we just had a celebration of love, Frank and I, And by all means, if you're looking at the pictures that I did provide here on Blog Talk, the radio, best believe we had a good old time. And it wouldn't have been possible if it was not for family and friends. And yes, when I say family and friends, I mean family, family and family. We had a wonderful time. The show didn't get started as soon as we thought the show would get started because a lot happened. It was beautifully rainy on that day. And for all of you who know, I love the rain. The rain is awesome. It makes the flowers bloom in May. I pick with Frank and I tell him, hey, if it wasn't for these April showers and my beautiful birthday month, you wouldn't have been bloomed in May. So love the rain, but it did shower on our lovely day. So that dampened not really the spirits, but that definitely dampened the process of getting ready, getting prepared, and having an outdoor wedding just in general. Of course, we did have a beautiful scenery. We also had a nice a shelter to be under. So we were very, very favored and highly, highly blessed in that category. But it was a little bit of a doozy. And the wedding, the ceremony, all of that got started and pushed back way later than we expected it to be. But it was all good because, like, so many of my friends and family have encouraged me in the process of getting prepared. You go with the flow and things will happen and you'll have a great time and the right people will show up on the beautiful day that you are celebrating your wedding or whatever festivity that it is that you're having. The right people will show up. And by golly, I will tell you, on my day, on our day, the right people showed up. The right family showed up. And when I say they showed up, but they also showed out, and they were an essential part in making sure that our day went very smooth. They were even willing to go as far as to help with any of the loose ends that had not been tied up in that day. And what more can you ask for in a family? And that is one thing I love about the culture that I was reared in and the family that I've now wedded into. It's the idea that if you need help, just ask for it. If you need help, just be able to go to your family and or shout to your familia, as the title says. Go to your familia and ask them for the assistance that you need at that time. And trust and believe your family will stand strong when it is their time to stand strong. And a lot of time we have this tendency to be like, oh, we're the last person you want to go to in the time of need is a family member, because they tend to think, oh, we're family, I don't really have to help you that much because I'm just going to be here forever. You can't get rid of me. And that can tend to be true depending on your family and depending on what you're asking people. Sometimes you're asking the wrong family member for the wrong things. And because that person may not be apt in that, so they let you down. That's just a given. If I'm no good at a certain thing and I'm your family member and you're asking me about it, I'm going to let you down continuously. Because if I am an elephant and you're asking me to climb a tree, by all means, you need to go find someone who may be a little more apt in that category. Maybe a cheetah or a jaguar, something that actually climbs a tree. And a bird. I don't know. But either way it goes, you need to be asking the right people the right things at the right moments to get the right results that you want. And so that being said, your family can be a solid rock, but you have to also know how to categorize the family members that you have and to also be willing to be very, very, you know, accepting of all that comes your way, like accepting of all the good graces that your friends and families try to bestow on you. You can't be picky and choosy all the time. You have to sometimes allow them to be able to dictate what it is that you are going to receive from them, because you may go to a family member. We'll use money because that's a simple example to break down really quick. You may go to a certain family member who seems to be have it all together, and you may say, hey, I'm down on my luck. I really need a $5,000 loan or something like that. But that family member may be very, very equipped in their own family resources, but they may not have $5,000 to share with you. And you feel me? Like, they may have the best heart in the world and would love to give you that $5,000 if they had that ability. But because they do not, they may say, well, I can give you $2,500 right now. But do not feel as if that family member lets you down. Because first of all, $2,500 or 2,500 Federal Reserve notes, if I'm going to be politically and lawfully correct, that amount of money is a lot amount of money. And if someone was willing to go out of their way to give you $2,500 to put towards a bill that they did not create for you, then you better by all means tuck your tail, take it happily, and go on about your business and see where you can make up for lost ends or make those ends meet. Because we have to keep in mind that when you are asking someone for something, beggars cannot be choosers. And I say that wholeheartedly because if I'm on the receiving end of something and someone else is being gracious enough to provide this for me, I cannot complain about what I do not receive from them. They did not have to give me what it was that they gave me or bless me with what it was that they blessed me with whatever it was that they gave to me, guys. And so I'm excited this morning. I'm up and I'm really upbeat because, like I said, if it wasn't for the family showing up and showing out on both sides of the spectrum and family that are not blood related at all, just people who we just love, and if it wasn't for them, our ceremony of love, our obligation ceremony, our renewal of our vows, our dedication, whatever have you, whatever you want to call it, tie it up pretty and put it nice in a bow, it would not have went down in Saponi the way it went down. And it was very nice. It was very subtle. It was very chill. It was very us. Me and Frank were not really lavish people. We wanted something simple. We wanted something quaint. And we wanted something very, very intimate. And our family and friends made sure that it was just what it was. It was exactly that. And I appreciate that so much. So shout out to everyone back home. Shout out to everyone up here in the Piscataway area who traveled down to Saponi to actually be a part of our wedding ceremony. You guys are loved. You guys are awesome. And we are still to this day raving and just going on and on about the fact that, oh, my God, we did it. We got hitched. We jumped the boom. We jumped the broom. We did all of that good stuff. And you guys were essential in that process. You were critical in that process, and we can never thank you enough. And, of course, we have to get all of our party favors and our thank yous and stuff out the window. But I wanted to be the first to say that here on air, live for the whole world to know that you guys rock. You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome sauce. You all are so much love from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top. I can't express enough how much you guys are loved. And so before I go into the next segment of this episode, which is about how not to be so dependent or family dependent or codependent or whatever dependent you want to call it, and how you go about learning to utilize your family to the best of each person's abilities without, one, overstepping your boundaries, two, taking advantage of people, and three, making sure that you understand how to learn to gravitate towards resources on your own accord as opposed to having to, like I said in the beginning, be codependent on someone. So let's get into this song, and this is, of course, we're going to rock with Kool-Aid because we're still feeling the honeymoon vibes, guys. Love you so much, and I'll be back in a second.
Yo, what's up? What up, Queen? I'm digging on your qualities. Pretty face with a fat cosmology. God damn, I'm looking at an odyssey. It's written in the stars. Make room for your prophecy. Who me? I'm an ill type nigga. Raised in the trap with the real hype killers. I'm trying to smoke one, know a real nice dealer. I'm trying to stroke some, got a real nice figure. Baby girl, I can teach you all about the world. tell you about the stars. Justify the wars, Crusades over Kool-Aid, talking over Lupe. Young Doc, Cobb, cops and robbers, young shotter, just looking for a starter on my journey to the truth. Stop fucking with them cowards, I'm the motherfucking truth. Let loose, set your mind free. Let a nigga bring you back to the time where you used to run the world, baby girl.
Yeah, and peace, love to my earth queen. Yeah, fuck wrong with these 13. Yeah, goddess, a modest. Yeah, queen, come alive again. Yeah, smoke herb on an aisle again. Let's make love. We can make a moon. We can make a sun. No matter how it looks, it's still kingdom cush. Let's get it.
By the way, Bay and Frank, oh shit, oh you knew that? You heard about a brother, yo, they saying I'm the new crack. I style on the new jack, I wild with a few cats. I'm proud cause you too stuck, I'm trying to get some digits. You trying to get these riches, you trying to blow down on a pound and get lifted. I'm trying to get down right now with the business. You talking hit you up, but I'm talking about the quickness. I'm trying to pin you up, got you stuck when I lick it up. Girl, let me fuck, got you stuck when I dig it up. Baby said my name's and my name ain't no gang. You can barely breathe, scratch to squeeze when I slank. These other bitches hating when they see you with my chain. These other niggas mad cause you keep it for your king. We gon' keep it true, fuck what everybody say. But still with me and you, shit, I gotta keep it plain. You know I'm trying to talk.
Yeah, and peace, love to my earth queen. Yeah, fuck wrong with these 13. Yeah, goddess, I'm modest. Yeah, queen, come alive again. Let's smoke herb on an aisle again. Let's make love, we can make a move.
And welcome back, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to that lovely song. I say lovely, but it's an awesome song, Kool-Aid. And, of course, I'm being slightly biased because it's about your girl for the most part. But at the end of the day, I love the song. Friends and family love the song. So I hope you guys love the song as much as I do. So now back to this topic of non-dependence. That's the term that I give for it when it comes to loveology. And non-dependence just means you are not dependent on your family and friends or your familia and your amigos. So you are not dependent on them in the sense that you need them for every single thing that you do. But at the same time, in the process of being non-dependent, we are also keeping in mind that the title of this segment of Loveology, and yes, we're still moving through those steps of loveology. You remember we had life on the eternal, ethereal or existent, yeah, or eternal. Yeah, I said that right. Or the next step was life on your biological or your living, your experiential level, as well as then you have you, which is existence plus awareness and your experiences, which are gifts and talents and skills and experiences in the process you go through to live and strive and thrive and all of that. Then you have time, and now we have family resources. So your family resources in Loveology is your support system, and you utilize them for support. You utilize family for shared experiences, knowledge, wisdom, time, and material resources as well. But when you do that, we have to make sure we're not dependent on them. So that is where non-dependency comes in. And that is simply defined as not being dependent to the point that you can't function on your own and on your own accord without your friends or your family assisting you 24/7, 365. There are going to be times when you need that assistance. When it came to Amalem, that was a time where we had to reach out and be get that help from our family and our friends, our mothers and our fathers and sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, and so on and so forth. And we had to do that because for the first time in a long time, Frank and E actually needed some assistance. And that's something that you have to come to terms with within yourself. When your family is available, you have to swallow your pride sometimes and say, hey, would you guys like to help out with this? Or could you help out with this? Because sometimes we get so caught up in being used to getting everything done and accomplishing everything on our own that we do feel as if we don't need others' help, or we sometimes get caught up in the fact that I'm a do-it-myself person, or I don't like to relinquish control to other people. Sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to relinquish that control to someone else who is able to see your vision and make it what you want it to be. And you have to be able to trust that that person can assist you with that. Or you just have to trust that that person can provide you with the knowledge to help you get to that point, or the wisdom to excel you to where you need to be. Or they can offer the time to assist you to walk step by step, or provide a step that you are working on at that moment. As well as you have to trust that certain people are able to provide you material resources that they may have available or may be able to lend you when you need them the most. And that is where all of these shared in experiences that your friends and family have come into play, because their shared experiences are what holds that knowledge or that wisdom or that time or that material resource that you are requiring. And so when they have when you have those shared experiences in common. So someone, you may be needing something that someone else has already achieved, and they're able to lend that to you. That becomes part of your support. So now your shared experience, which does not mean obviously that y'all share the same exact experience, like y'all walk the same walk. No, like I said, that could mean that you're walking a path that is just similar to something that someone else has already walked, and they're able to help you in that process. So they lend you their support, and their support could be physical, it could be mental, it could be spiritual. Whichever way it comes, they lend it to you, or they offer it to you, and you are there to utilize it. But not being dependent or non-dependent simply means you take what they have provided you and you use it so that you can build from it and you can grow from it. And now the next time something happens in that nature, you may not need that person physically there, but they are still a family resource, because now you have an equal shared experience, because you have utilized something that they learned and they taught you, and you have brought that into your own life. So now you're actually utilizing that for your own good, and you're able to grow from that experience. And that being said, yes, the same thing can be said from our wedding ceremony in Saponi. Yes, I can grow from that experience, because I can tell someone later down the road, oh, well, this is how you would do it if you're going to do a DIY type of wedding, or this is what you would make sure that you look out for, or these are the people you want to find in your family to do certain things. If I had known a month ago when we were throwing all this together in the little bit of time that we tried to conjure, I would have had so many other aces in their places, because on the day of when I say certain people really showed up and showed out above and beyond the mark, by all means, if you haven't heard, if you ain't paid attention, check out my Instagram account, and you'll see the little snippets and the little tags and the little blurbs and blogs that I've done about some of the members of my family who really came together and made sure that we had a great time. For instance, my mom being the one who sewed together a beautiful dress for me. She stitched it together with her own hands and the help of my sister and my dad in a week, guys. And I felt like a pretty little princess. You couldn't tell me nothing, not a zip. I wouldn't have heard it that day. So that being said, like, my mom stitched together a dress. She made sure that the food was cooked and prepared and things like that. My sissy from another mother, she made sure that we had the photography down packed, that everything was coordinated by the time I got there, and we were going at a speed of light, shall I say. My hubby, he took reins and charge over a lot of things while I was getting ready making sure that my makeup, you know, was straight, doing all the girly stuff that you do before a wedding. So many people, ex-coworkers came, and they even lended helping hands with certain things that needed to be touched up before I, the bride, walked down the aisle and all that good stuff. So when I say the entourage of royalty was awesome sauce, I mean it was awesome sauce perfected by Chef Boyardee himself. And I ain't talking them oodles and noodles or the little things that he be doing. I mean, like, filet mignon. Like that type of situation, it was perfect, picture perfect, couldn't ask for a better day. So that being said, family resources are very, very essential because your family has their own time. And in their own time, they have things that they can help you with if you are willing to ask. And just that being said, keep in mind, though, do not be one of those people, and I will end on this. Do not be one of those people who are parasitic and you're very, very extra dependent, and that you are, make sure you are not leeching on people. You're not sucking the life from them. Do not expect the same people to always have your back at the same point in time, or at different points in time, because everybody will be living their own life. Everyone has their own life to live. So someone who gave you $2,500 the last time may not be able to give you $2,500 this time, may not even be able to give you 50 cents this time. So don't expect those people to be there to save you every time you fall. You have to take the information that they gave you, the help that they gave you, the assistance that they gave you, and you have to utilize that in a good way, a way that you're able to build on it. So the morning message for the Monday train is, if family is willing to faithfully ride, no one has to die. There you go. That is perfectly, I don't even feel like I have to explain that to a really big degree, because it's simple. If family is willing to faithfully ride, no one has to die. Everyone will be fine if everyone stays in their places. Aces in their places. So I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I got to get out of here. You guys got to get to whatever you got to do. So I hope you have a great day, and catch me back here next week when we talk about those environmental resources, you know. And that's step six. That falls under step six. So make sure you meet me here next Monday, same time, 7 a.m. We're going to be rocking this time with your resources that are environmentally friendly. I love you. Have a good day. And check it out from Alex Barossa. Good day.
Do you think you know just who you are? Driving around chasing money in a man-made car. Do you ever think about it? Don't you think it's bizarre? Yeah, and the Milky Way floating around in a star. Just like who, what, when, where, why am I? And all this time we've been just a speck in the sky. It's like a cosmic joke that can make you laugh. Your whole existence is the sum of the cosmic math. Well, if you woke up this morning, then it's a good day. If you woke up healthy, it's a good day. If you woke up refreshed, then it's a good day to get up, get out, get on your way. If you woke up broke, it's still a good day. If you woke up diseased, it's still a good day. If you woke up exhausted, it's still a good day, because you woke up, so get on your way. Now if you have some today, then give some away, cause what you give will come back on another day. Not in the same form, and just so you know, what you reap is what you will eventually.